Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all sizes, shapes, and colors. Welcome to Dueling Tangents.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm Brian, that's Luke.
That we are.
Together, we form Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to you out of Columbus on 1580 AM, and in Madison on 92.7 FM, and everywhere in the entire world on Devil Radio, the app.
Devil Radio app.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which you can download at your great app store as well.
So. Any app store that you happen to have apps that you hunt for apps at, you can put in Devil Radio. You should be there. And if not, I want you to complain and talk to a manager.
Yeah, talk to a manager. And you can also tell Alexa, you know, hey Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you can get this great program on your smart devices as well.
Pretty awesome, guys.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. You can listen to us all the time. And if you miss anything of this entire station, you go to DevilRadio927.com. That's where all the podcasts are found, guys.
That is where they are found. We post them up there for your listening enjoyment every day once the show is over. But, Brian, we're coming to you on a Thursday that feels a heck of a lot like a Friday.
It is indeed, because I don't even know how you can possibly even concentrate or let alone do a show right now, Luke, because I know what your mind is on. No matter what, like, you know, sometimes I decide that I'm like at one day I'm going to get some pho. You know, I love pho.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge fan of pho. And I, you know, you'll be talking to me about some sort of story that we're going to, you know, talk about later on.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I look and I nod like I'm listening and stuff and I'm contemplating what you're saying, but I'm really just thinking about pho. And you have that look right now when I talk to you about stuff, when I know that you're really just thinking about going to see the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's literally just all I've been thinking about 4.5 hours from now, I will be sitting my butt down in a comfy chair getting ready for about a 3-hour movie. So I'm looking forward to it. It is Nowhere Home. No Way Home.
No Way Home. You're going to be stuck in the Spider-Verse.
I will be, and I'm looking forward to it. I've literally
the
been
multiverse,
counting down the days.
Multiverse so. Different than the Spider-Verse. The Spider-Verse is a different movie.
Correct.
Although incorporates the same type of concepts.
Correct.
And some of the same characters.
And Sony's indicating that there might actually be some crossover coming up. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I heard that someone saw Vince D'Onofrio.
Yeah. I don't want to get into any spoiler alerts, but...
Someone saw Vince D'Onofrio in this movie. And if you've seen... if you've watched the Netflix series...
Hawkeye. Yeah. Yep.
Hawkeye?
So Hawkeye is streaming right now. So the 5th episode of Hawkeye dropped last night. Mm-hmm. I recommend everybody going to watch it if you are a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I've been watching them all when they come out on Wednesdays. So the 6th and final episode of Hawkeye drops next Wednesday. But I'm blessed with a Spider-Man movie tonight that I get to go watch.
And a little bit of particle and quantum physics.
Yeah. Quantumanium's coming up. And that one's a little farther out, though, for Ant-Man.
I'm just saying, like, we're not just talking about comic books here. We're talking about theoretical, the possibility that we might be on a different timeline than everybody else.
I always tell you that we are living the weirdest timeline, and I guess our lead story of the day kind of will put us down that exact rabbit hole, Brian, because who would have thought tornadoes in Wisconsin in the middle of December?
Yeah, that's really, really awesome.
I would not have guessed.
Well... If we're going to put together a bingo card, I don't know that that's going to be on it. But this is, you had brought this to me a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's time. I'm doing it. I'm making an executive
decision.
We're
doing it right now.
Not that I'm the
Omaha,
executive.
Omaha. Calling that audible.
We're going to go
right at the line.
All right. We're going to put together a 2022 bingo card.
We are.
And we're taking submissions from you guys. Text, call, anything, 844-967-2789. Give us your submissions for the bingo card for 2022. so that when we say, I did not have that on my bingo card, you can actually have a bingo card
right.
to reference.
So we're going to put together a, what is it, 5x5 card with a free space in the middle. We're going to put these together with your submissions on them. Brian and I have been kicking this idea around for a little while now, but we want to make this happen. So, yeah.
We'll find a bingo card generator.
We will. I've already got one tabbed, ready to go, I think, but we need enough submissions to make this work. So.
And I think this will be more fun than a countdown, because then people don't have to argue over or like a bracket or anything like that. You don't have to argue over which one's the most important one.
It's not head-to-head.
It's just what crazy things have we not had yet
you
that
can
we
follow
could have
along at home and just cross off the items on your bingo card. We'll send you one if you ask for one. And I guess I wouldn't advise putting December tornadoes on the 2022 bingo card, because what are the chances it's going to happen 2 years in a row? But who knows? I mean, if you'd like to submit December tornadoes, that can absolutely be a submission for the Dueling Tangents 2022 bingo card.
Now, just because it happened this year doesn't mean it can't happen next year as well. So it can be inspired by events from this year.
Correct.
But because, again, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
But just to give you an idea, even our narratives are changing. Things are changing a little bit in our thing. I just found this. They updated the brand new Scrooge story. Christmas Carol. The Dickensian.
Dickens Christmas Carol.
So Jacob Marley shows up in 2021 to Scrooge, right? Tonight you will be visited by two ghosts. And Scrooge is like, I thought I was supposed to be three. And Jacob Marley goes, you've not been reading the news. There's no future. So we're just going to do the other two.
So just two. You don't get the ghost of Christmas.
Honestly, I don't even know why you'd be bothered changing. And that might feed into why, people who are in power that are just kind of, I don't know, completely oblivious to the thing, or just have no idea how to fix it, or have no desire to, may just be saying, well, if it's the end times anyway, I might as well enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, Scrooge, I do not know if he would be able to be convinced yet. But I mean, the Christmas future is his death still, so maybe you could still have the fact that the planet's dying be Christmas future.
Yeah, but instead of being alone and everything, he could be surrounded by everybody else in the collapsed building that he didn't have the regulations in, and the tornado that somehow showed up in the middle of December that destroyed them.
Jeez. Yeah. We've got some updates for the Wisconsin weather that we received overnight. So about 500 Madison Gas and Electric customers were out of power last night. That was the largest number I saw here for directly the Madison area for the 92.7 FM listening area. But for 1580 and a lot of southwestern Wisconsin and just western Wisconsin in general, where a lot of Alliant Energy customers are, about 10,000 Alliant Energy customers were without power because of the high winds. And there was a tornado that touched down about 50 miles southeast of Eau Claire this morning, about just before 1 a.m.
Not known for tornado.
No, not known for tornadoes in December. And you got about 77,000 Wisconsin Electric customers in southeastern Wisconsin as well without power because of the high winds. So we're not doing so great because Brian, when was the last time that you remember having this warm of weather and these violent of winds this late in the year?
Oh, I don't know. When I lived in a different place that had a different weather.
When you didn't live here?
When I didn't live
when
here.
When this wasn't your climate?
When this wasn't the climate. This is nuts, man. Weather patterns are changing.
Yes.
That's, whatever you want to say about climate change or whether it's man-made or not, you can't deny that weather patterns are changing. Winter starts later. It stays a little bit longer, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we get like an April blizzard every year almost now, too. And that's somewhat of a new phenomenon.
And the changeover, I believe, if I remember correctly, I feel like we don't have any spring or any fall anymore. It's just...
they're very brief.
Get those leaves off and we're done.
No, very hot summers.
Yeah.
Just hotter, longer summers and colder, harsher winters. And the reason why I love Wisconsin, the fact that you usually do get all four seasons is starting to slip away because you're getting extended summers and extended winters and you don't get the nice period in between.
And Wisconsin itself has a because it's surrounded by lakes, it's half surrounded by lakes and stuff. It has the weather patterns are weird over it too. It changes how things move. And there's a special, like there's a line that goes across the state of Wisconsin where it's like, oh, how'd you guys do? We got like, you know, maybe a couple drizzle rain. I saw some snowflakes and stuff. Oh, wow, I live an hour north and I got 20 inches of snow in my face in the morning. It came through and it was delivered in my face.
Yeah, so we got a couple cities actually across the state, Brian, that set record highs for December this morning. So normally
early this morning.
Right,
normally you look to like the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock hour for the sun to be at its peak.
Right. When the sun is at its peak, that's when you expect the warmest temperature of the day. But apparently, that high temperature was being set around the 1 a.m., 2 a.m. hour very early this morning. So some of the cities that broke records this morning, Brian, for hottest temperatures set in December, Antigo, Green Bay, Marshfield, Oshkosh, Rhinelander, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, all of those set record highs this morning for temperature in December. You cannot argue that the world is getting warmer and that we are seeing the effects of it on the climate because it's happening right before our eyes.
Oh, no, no, no. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, and so I really don't understand.
We can't do anything about it anyway.
I believe one of the cities that I just listed off, the previous record set was in like 1894. 1894. It was the warmest it has ever been since 1894. 1913 did tie that 1894 record, so I guess
But that record was 43.
Yes.
And yesterday, or this morning's, was 51.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's beating the old record by
a degree.
A degree. It's beating it by eight.
10.
That's 14. Crazy.
One of the previous highs got broken by 14. That is what was going on in Wisconsin this morning.
Like I said yesterday, I'm no weather expert. I'm not claiming to be a meteorologist. But I do understand that if you mix two different fronts, and it's really volatile in the middle of those when it mixes. And that's happening a lot because you have different weather patterns, and they're changing. And when that happens, guess who's in the middle of all that? Hey, the people. It's like being in the middle of a Transformers battle. You're made of flesh. You really can't do much. These giant robots.
Shia LaBeouf does a really good job. Come on. He does a really good job jumping from Transformer to Transformer.
I'll take Marky Mark any day.
Marky Mark over Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're talking about weather. We're talking about what's going on here in Wisconsin. We got a number of stories to get to, as well as your calls. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.